Imagine your children when they're teenagers. Imagine that they have open communication with you. Imagine that they have interactions at school and they tell you about it. Imagine that they find a boyfriend and girlfriend and they cannot wait to tell you about it. Imagine that they don't keep anything from you. That happens when we create an environment of lasting trust and communication with our children. In this podcast episode, I'm going to coach a mom of a teenager. That teenager is 13, and she wants to know how to create a trusting environment in her home, considering that she found her daughter's diary and she read in there really shocking things for her that she told her daughter she couldn't do and her daughter did. So I'm going to bring you alongside with us to unveil how to create an open and honest relationship with our children, since now, even if you don't have teenagers, you will know how to set up the stage so when they are older, they trust you with anything. I am Marcela Collier, head coach of HIC Parenting Education Agency, and you are listening to the Parenting with Understanding podcast. HIC Parenting is a parenting education agency with the mission to help parents like you break their cycle of frustration, bring peace to their parenting, and raise emotionally healthy children.
So I have a teenager who just goes to a school with some bad influences, and even though I know she's a great kid, she's letting the influences get to her a little bit and doing some things that are a bit out of character. And I just don't know how to talk with her and, you know, make sure that, you know, she is who we know she is all the time, even when she's around those bad influences. And then also any suggestions on not talking to her about sex or anything, because I think she's too young, but just how to navigate those things when teenagers start to hear and, you know, be curious about those things, how to talk to them in a way that doesn't push them towards doing anything
okay
negative.
Okay, Jessica. So the way I guide parents in my parenting coaching practice is that I ask a few questions because I want to gain context about your daughter, her dynamic with you, her dynamic at school and with her friends. And then we move from there. Does it sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So how old is your daughter? And when you say that she is with bad influence, with bad friends, could you please describe me a little bit what you mean by that?
Yeah. So she's 13. She's in seventh grade. And I guess just the typical teenager stuff, like they're probably cussing at school, or I caught one of her friends vaping in front of our house a couple weeks ago. So I think it's, they're not all terrible kids. It's just that stuff that they're curious about that they're just not old enough for. But a lot of other parents, I feel like I'm more of a strict parent. So other kids maybe just, I don't know, have a little bit more freedom to do things that might get them in trouble than my daughter does, but she's around them at school.
Okay. What have you seen in your daughter from that influence?
So one thing is we found kind of a diary in her room, and she just was using a lot of cuss words. She was talking bad about her teachers and about other students. Just things that are out of character for her. Lying to us about, like, having a boyfriend. And, you know, it's nothing super crazy, but just the trust factor of us staying on the same page. And
okay. So I'm going to recap. Your daughter is a teenager. She goes to school with friends who use language. And some, you found one of her friends vaping. And then you found a diary where you found out about different things that she didn't tell you before. And yes, you found a lot of language in that diary. Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
And then your question is, how do I navigate that with her so she learns how to be a well-adjusted person in society? Is that your question?
Yeah. I just want to make sure that our kids do the right thing, because that's who they are as people, is that's how they were raised, and they can stand up to peer pressure a little bit better, I guess, even when it's surrounding them.
I'm very curious about the diary. Did she allow you to go into her diary, or how did you get into her diary?
She actually didn't. So what happened is we had gone somewhere and she left it out somewhere visibly, and my wife found it and just picked it up and we didn't know it was her diary. Like, she's never mentioned writing in a diary. It was just like a notebook that was like laying on her bed that we picked up and opened it, and then obviously
started reading.
Saw some of the things and read more. Yeah.
Okay. So did you let her know about that? That you accidentally started reading the diary and the things that you found there?
We let her know after obviously we saw the things in it, then we addressed it to her.
Okay.
What we found and what we read.
Okay. I'm very curious how you addressed it. And again, this is judgment-free. Zone. I'm a parenting coach and I want to know how the interaction went so I could help you moving forward.
So I basically just sat her down and asked her, like, if there was anything she wanted to share with me, anything she hadn't been honest about. One of the main things was that she wasn't allowed to have a boyfriend, but she actually was, you know, claiming to have a boyfriend in the diary, what we saw. So I just asked her that, and then I asked her if the boy was already her boyfriend, and she said, oh yeah, I was gonna tell you tomorrow. And I said, oh well, what you mean is you were going to lie to me and you were gonna tell me, oh, he asked me to be his girlfriend when they were already dating. And she said, oh yes, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was pretty apologetic about everything.
Okay.
I guess. So I just ended up saying, hey, you know, asked her about the specific things in the diary that we were concerned with and told her that we had seen it.
So you let her know about the diary. And one thing that I want to tell you is that that's good that you let her know that you accidentally read her diary, because that creates trust. When we don't trust somebody, we cannot tell the truth, or when we don't trust somebody, we don't know what's going to happen from their end. There is no disclosure or consistency in their behaviors. So the fact that you let her know that that happened, that actually builds trust, because she'll know that you're an open book with her. So that's the first thing that I want to tell you. You did good when it comes to letting her know that you read it accidentally. Okay. The second thing that I see that you did great was that you went with curiosity instead of judgment first. You asked her if she needed to tell you something. You went with a curious mind instead of like a judgmental mind at first. So you did great when it comes to that. Now I want to explore. Is it okay if I go underneath a little bit to see what's keeping your daughter from telling you the truth?
Definitely.
So when you did find out about the boyfriend, how did you feel?
Oh, I felt like our trust was broken. Mm-hmm. Because what had happened is, up until this point, we are pretty strict parents, I will admit. We have a lot of our own childhood trauma, and so we are on the more strict, protective side. And that's what we're trying to navigate, is being strict, or not being strict, but being strict in a way that is still productive for her and protects her. But up until the point of reading the diary, we had been very cool with her. We had been letting her talk to this boy on the phone for periods of time, you know, agreed upon. We had been letting her text with him and kind of entertaining it.
Okay, excuse me. I'm going to cut you there for a second. Because you said that something that caught my attention, you said that you felt that trust was broken. When you say that trust was broken, how did you feel? Did you feel hurt? Did you feel deceived? Did you feel betrayed? What was the feeling there?
Yeah, I guess I felt played a little bit, because we had been going along with, you know, exploring some more flexible boundaries for her, talking on the phone to boys, and to find out that she was kind of pushing it more behind our backs when we thought we were kind of going in a good route with her and letting her be more open with that was what was kind of upsetting. And I think it's not necessarily that we don't want her to talk to boys or to like boys or anything like that. I just don't think that they're old enough to like lay claim on each other, boyfriend, girlfriend. I think if you like somebody for who they are, it's okay to say, I like you as a person and I like you. Mm-hmm. I like to hang out with you. I like to talk to you. We just are a little young to be like, He's mine.
Okay, so you felt manipulated.
Yes, played for sure.
Played, okay. So how do you describe manipulation?
Basically that we thought we were all on the same page as far as letting her talk to boys a little bit more and kind of building the trust that way, when it turns out she had already kind of broken those rules and stuff that we had put in place for her. And we felt like she was manipulating us, whereas we thought we were in one place, but really she was in another place with it.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
And again, I want to go back to the intention. We are diving a little underneath your language and underneath your feelings to see what's really happening when it comes to trust. Because I can tell from what you told me that there is a trust factor. So your daughter, for some reason, didn't trust you with her truth. And we want to know what's underneath that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So when I asked you, what do you mean by feeling manipulated? You said that you feel manipulated when somebody tells you something or agrees on something, and then you find out that it's a different thing afterwards. Did I hear right?
Yes.
Okay. So when do you feel that way? What's happening inside of you? Meaning, like, if that feeling could tell you something, what would be telling you at the moment?
Probably just that.
As a mother. Like
not like losing control over her, but obviously, you know, at some point we do lose control over what decisions they're going to make, who they're going to be when we're not around. That's what I'm scared of, is I want to keep her safe, and not necessarily that this boyfriend situation is not keeping her safe, but that we want to trust that she's doing what she says she's doing and what we expect of her, you know, as a human when we're not around.
So underneath that feeling of manipulation, there is fear. You fear losing control over your parenting. So when you fear losing control over your parenting, what story is happening in your head? What does it say? Let's do a little exercise. And this is for the sake of knowing what's in your subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that, in fact, your daughter not telling you that she has a boyfriend means that you are losing control in your parenting. What does that say about you, Jessica?
I think that our parenting up until this point has been driven by fear mostly. And that's obviously what we want to change, is we want to do things a little bit better so that way we don't create anything in her as an adult. But I was very sheltered as a kid and a teenager, and I felt like I tried different things because I was just told no without any explanation. And my wife was not watched as a teenager and did a lot of things, you know what I mean? And was around a lot of things that children that age should not be. So we were definitely driven by that fear of just trying to keep her innocent, keep her growing into a good person and not have her poisoned with anything that
okay.
other kids might be poisoned with, you know?
So your fear is the projection of your own upbringing onto your child. You are fearing that she's going to turn out to do the things that you did or your wife did.
Or experienced. Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much all the bad that could happen.
Okay, so now I'm understanding why she didn't trust you with her truth. Mm-hmm. Because all lies, all of them, all lies are fear-based. You unconsciously created an environment of fear in your home. And I'm saying unconsciously, right? Mm-hmm. Because that fear comes from you. You fear that if you lose control over your child, she's not going to have the tools to make decisions independently and assertively. How do you feel as we unveil this?
I mean, honestly, I am pretty self-aware. I can definitely see the where and the why. I just struggle with the new practices to put in place, basically, how to do it differently than what our parents did it to achieve, you know, the mm-hmm. outcome that we're hoping for, which is ultimately just a great adult,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, I see that desire. I see that you want to raise an emotionally healthy adult who knows how to make good decisions on her own. And I see as well that your upbringing and your subconscious mind is creating an environment where your daughter is feeling the control, if that makes sense. Where she's feeling that her decisions, her voice is valid as long as it aligns with your values. And this is what happens, Jessica, when it comes to teenagers. Up until 12 years old, and this is a developmental thing, up until 12 years old, children have our values. They want to please us. They want to believe what we believe. If we tell them that Santa Claus is coming and they're going to get presents, they believe every single thing we tell them and they follow everything we tell them when it comes to morals and belief system. At 12 years old, something magical happens, and it is that they start forming their own values, their own beliefs, and they start forming their own identity and making their own decisions. And sometimes those decisions interfere and conflict with the parents' thoughts, values, and belief systems. And that's exactly what happened here. So when there is an environment where the only values and belief system accepted in the family is what I believe, then it could lead to that kind of behavior. Of if I want to make my own choices, but I can only display the behavior and the choices that my parents want from me, then I'm going to hide my choices. It is a cycle that you lived in childhood because you were sheltered, you were controlled, and then you felt the same way growing up. That's why you ended up doing things behind your caregiver's back that were not in service of you. Because you didn't feel the trust to go with your problems, with your emotions, with your circumstances, with the things that you were living to your caregivers. So you started making decisions on your own that you did not have the maturity to make. And that's exactly what your daughter is doing right now. Because you wanted to shelter her from what you did growing up, then you ended up creating the environment for her to choose to make decisions on her own without telling you. And all this is a subconscious and unconscious process. I know you want her to have a voice. I know you want her to make good choices. I know that you're a good mom. I know it. Because you know why I know it? Because of that fear that you have of her making the mistakes that you made. You want her to not make those mistakes, to not live the consequences. So for that reason, I know you're a good parent. But patterns run deep. They run really deep. And they run in an unconscious manner. A lot of the times, we end up repeating those patterns in a different way. Now, my question is, and this is a big question for you, Jessica. The way out, the way for your daughter to start trusting you with her truth is to create an environment where her belief system is accepted, even if it goes against your own belief system.
Okay.
So now that we have the boyfriend situation, what baby step can you take in order for her to entrust you with that truth?
I guess just being more open about it.
So is it okay if I ask you a question about what you mean by boyfriend? Because when I got my first boyfriend when I was 14, and I mean, we didn't have sexual intimacy or anything. It was just hanging around, going to eat ice cream and to the movies, and that's it. That was what I lived as having a boyfriend at 14. It might not have been your experience, and it might not have been your daughter's experience. You know what I mean? Like, your teen dating experience might not be what your daughter believes about dating.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see how we project the things that we lived onto our kids? And that doesn't allow us to respond assertively. So now from that understanding that her dating experience might be very different in her mind to what you lived, how do you see her approaching her now?
I mean, I guess you know, it is true that it's not like she runs the neighborhood or anything and she's able to see him outside of school. I guess it's just, I don't want her to be too distracted at school or just be too distracted by having a boyfriend or anything like that. I know it's a little silly. The only other thing for me is that even if I can understand saying, okay, you can have a boyfriend, but obviously I don't expect you guys to be, you know, making out at school or doing anything that's not age appropriate for you. But my other thing is that my co-parent, he's even farther away from this. Like, he's telling her she's not even allowed to talk to these boys. She can't even have their phone numbers. So another situation is like, even if I kind of loosen up on it a little bit, I essentially kind of still feel like I'm hiding things from him, my co-parent, because he's even farther away from accepting it and letting it happen than I am, if that makes sense.
Is he parenting, like, you have a wife, so he's not in the house with you guys, right?
No, he's not. So he just moved a couple states away. So they go to him on like school breaks. He's not with them day in and day out to actually deal with the going to school stuff and the friends at school.
Because Jessica,
he has no idea.
This is the thing with co-parenting. Once the co-parent moves out of the house, there are two different kind of rules. There are my house rules and his house rules. And the children need to learn to navigate both worlds. That's the thing. Like, because
I know she's getting ready to go to summer and she's like, should I tell him I have a boyfriend? Or, you know, and I'm like, well, I can't encourage you to lie about it, you know, but I really don't know how we're going to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that aspect. And I don't want to teach her anything bad. Like, I definitely don't want to teach her that she needs to hide anything from him either.
Right.
Despite the fact that I think he's totally unreasonable about the situation.
Okay. So when it comes to co-parenting, it's not a parenting issue. It's not between her and him issue. It's between you and him. So I see that our call here is focused on you and your daughter and how you can open lines of communication with her so she trusts you. When it comes to co-parenting, the co-parenting dynamic, maybe we can leave that for another session. Does that sound okay?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I just wanted to give you another piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, yes. Because the conversation has to be between you and the father, not her and the father.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, Jessica. So now we know that what kept her from telling you the truth was that she didn't feel she could tell you the truth. It was fear. And now we know that for her to have an open relationship with you, that she trusts you, that she can tell you anything, the way is to start opening our minds towards accepting our children's belief systems and their experiences and guiding them through. It's not about leaving her alone. Okay, have a boyfriend, do whatever you want. Okay, how would that look like? Maybe going to the movies. Okay, maybe visiting. Okay, how else would that look like? Would that look like that you're going to be in WhatsApp with your boyfriend until midnight every day? No. So we can still guide our children and show our children the way with the choices they make. Because the truth of the matter is that we cannot control what they choose, especially when they're teenagers and older. We can't, because she will choose it regardless of you telling her yes or not. Regardless, she will choose it and find a way. So this is my encouragement. Talk to your daughter. Go with curiosity. Try to get understanding of what she means by I have a boyfriend. What do boyfriend and girlfriend do? Like, try to understand what her plan is with this dating situation. And from there, create boundaries and create guidelines on how that could work or that could not work, and let her decide. And if she says yes, like, if you tell her, hey, you can't have boyfriend and she really wants to, she's going to have it behind your back. So that's not going to work. At that age, it's like, okay, that's your decision. Okay, let me guide you so you make good choices, so you are responsible, so you're still up to date with your schoolwork, you still develop, you still keep your innocence.
Right, Right. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. If you want to implement respectful parenting to create an emotionally healthy environment for your child, if you want to raise children who don't have to deal with the same trauma that you had to deal growing up and go through the same things, and you need advice and you need guidance, and you see that self-paced resources like a podcast, like a book, has not given you the personalized answers, I have an invitation for you. HIC Parenting Education Agency opened slots on our calendar for you to book a free parenting assessment call with a member of our team. On that call, you're not going to get coaching, you are going to get a parenting assessment, meaning that we're going to dive deep in your parenting and see what's keeping you from raising emotionally healthy children. And then if you want to continue with us, we are going to show you how we can support you in our coaching services. To book this call, all you have to do is go to apply.hicparenting.com and choose a time and a date that works for you and book this call. Or you can go to the link in my bio at High Impact Club on Instagram, on TikTok, even on YouTube, and you can find it there as well. If this podcast episode gave you understanding of how to create a trusting, open relationship with your child, would you give me a review? Just go to the description and then leave us a positive review about this podcast episode, or if the podcast, the Parenting with Understanding podcast, helped you in general, leave us a review and let us know how it has helped you in your parenting. That helps us reach more parents. Okay, I'll see you next time with another topic inside the Parenting with Understanding podcast. Remember that it only takes understanding of yourself and of your children to transform your parenting. That's Parenting with Understanding. Thank you for listening to the Parenting with Understanding podcast. For more information on how to bring peace to your parenting and raise emotionally healthy children, head over to www.hicparenting.com. We'll see you soon.